coastal areas, coastal cities, coastal residents need to be worried about this?
I would think that about 25% of the world's population right now lives within 50 to 80 miles from a coast. And that represents basically 2 billion people would probably die within a matter of a day or two when the event happens.
Floods, then.
Exactly. And what happens after, that's not the end of it. I wish I could say that was it. And within a matter of months, probably another third of the planet would die due to lack of food, clean water, and medical supplies. Because this kind of decimation, you can't send out the Red Cross. I mean, there's no roads, there's no infrastructure, there's no communications, there's no technology. The power grid is gone. And so basically you've been thrown into the Dark Ages. And in high-tech societies like the United States, Europe, we would suffer the most. We're used to going to grocery stores and getting food. The so-called third world countries wouldn't suffer as dramatically because they're already used to poverty and fending for themselves and growing their own crops. So even though it would be serious for them, they would continue to grow and thrive where it would be more difficult for us. And when food runs out, and that's still not the end of the story, now we're talking two-thirds of the population, when food runs out, now you have people turning on each other. What I found out about 6 months ago was the food supply that we have for the residents of a country usually is depleted in 3 days. If something should happen catastrophic to this nation, for instance, a massive power grid failure, the whole grid goes down, 3 days later, the entire food supply for the country would be gone because transportation would come to a halt. You can't drive the trucks to deliver food. All the shelves in the supermarkets would be gone in 3 days. What do you do when there's no more food?
You get a gun and go grab some, probably. That's what a lot of people would do.
That's exactly the type of society I think we have. And then I heard during the break a commercial, which was interesting, getting people to take some sort of chip. See, at that point, people would gladly take a chip under the right circumstances. They would line up because tremendous poverty and hunger is a great motivating, equalizing force. Doesn't matter whether you're a doctor or a lawyer or a ditch digger. You need food and you need medical supplies. So if your job, if you can get that freely from the government by just taking a chip to, quote, track you to make sure that you don't get more than your fair share, it seems plausible. I think most people would line up and say, give me the chip and give me my food. So I think there are scenarios which could actually lead to those type of predictions.
What other kinds of effects, planetary effects, environmental effects? I had seen predictions about these huge winds, hundreds of miles an hour winds, things of that sort that would happen.
Actually, you're right. Along with shifting of the pole, that is what would happen as well. But those would be short term. A lot of dust would go up in the air, and the result and aftermath of the dust would cool the planet, and we would end up having a mini ice age. We see, if you look back at the ice core samples for the past 600,000 years, you see that approximately every 110,000 years there is a tremendous increase in CO2 concentration in the atmosphere, and almost immediately after that, an ice age. And we would be at the forefront of another ice age when that happens. But in terms of what else happens to the planet, much of the sea life would die because they can't live in murky waters. As we pass through the galactic plane, supposing the event was caused, the pole shift was caused by the external influence of a galactic plane, as we pass through it, there is a lot of debris that is sitting on the galactic plane, on that gravitational field that does not move psychically up and down. It has lost its kinetic energy. It's just sitting there. We're talking massive asteroids, planet-sized asteroids, in fact, in some cases, and they're just sitting there. And our solar system is racing toward that plane. In fact, if you look at the computer-simulated models of our galaxy and the Hubble telescope looks at other galaxies, you can see this dark line, where we call this line the edge of the galaxy, and the Mayans call it the dark rift. And it's dark because the light from the stars can't get through it because it has a lot of debris sitting there. So as the solar system moves through this debris, they are going, the asteroids in the debris will be plunging through our solar system, hitting the Earth. So we would expect to be hit by a number of asteroids, large asteroids and small asteroids.